kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Saan mang panig makarating sa Australia, masisilayan ang iba't ibang uri ng hayop mula sa ibon, mammals, amphibians at mga hayop na gumagapang o reptiles tulad ng aas, makamandag man o hindi. Sa mga hilagang rehiyon, maaaring makakita ka ng mga tree kangaroo. Ito isang uri ng marsupial na makikita sa hilagang bahagi ng Queensland, buwaya at mga ibon na cassowaries. Sa mas tuyong kanluraning bahagi naman, makakakita ka ng emu, red kangaroos at magagandang ibon sa disyerto. At sa mga timog na rehiyon, maaaring makita ang possum, wombats, wallabies at iba't ibang klase ng glider. O kaya naman seal, penguins at Tasmanian devils sa Tasmania. Kaya mahalagang malaman kung ano ang gagawin kapag makakita ka ng sugatan o may sakit na hayop upang alam mo kung paano sila mabibigyan ng tulong ng ligtas at nang maibigay ang pinakamahusay na pag-aalaga sa kanila hanggang sa gumaling. Ayon kay Tanya Bishop, isang wildlife veterinarian na nagtatrabaho bilang researcher para sa programa sa pag-angat ng uri ng hayop at mga ospital para sa wildlife. Sila ang tumutugon sa mga aksidente kung saan biktima ay mga hayop sa nakalipas na 24 na taon. Sa kasalukuyan, ito'y nagtatrabaho sa Wildlife Information, Research and Education Service o kilalang WIRES. Ito ang pinakamalaking organisasyon sa Australia para sa pagresponde, edukasyon ukol sa wildlife at pananaliksik sa mga hayop.
While thriving in Australia, it's not unusual to see wildlife from the car, especially in rural areas and especially at dawn and dusk when wildlife are on the move more. If you're out camping or exploring national parks, there's a good chance of encountering wildlife.
At kung makakita ka ng mga hayop na sugatan o may sakit, inirekomenda ni Dr. Bishop na agad maghanap ng eksperto na tumulong.
This could range from a local veterinarian or local council ranger to a telephone wildlife care helpline, or there are also mobile apps which can put you in contact with a wildlife rescue organization that will rescue the wildlife and take it to get the care it needs. There are wildlife rescue and care organizations in every state and territory in Australia, so you can search online for the wildlife care helpline appropriate to where you're located.
Mahalaga rin na unahin ang iyong sariling kaligtasan at kaligtasan ng iba, at kung maaari, subukang protektahan ang hayop gamit ang tuwalya.
Especially if you find wildlife on the side of the road, it's always important to ensure that you park your car somewhere safe, where it's easily seen and you're in a safe position. Remember that injured wildlife will be frightened and they'll try to defend themselves when they are injured. It's important to approach any wildlife as quietly and calmly as possible to reduce causing them any further stress.
Kapag makakakita ka ng patay na marsupial, ito'y isang uri ng mammals na may pouch o bulsa tulad ng kangaroo, wallaby, wombat at possum. Sinabi ni Dr. Bishop na mahalagang suriin kung ito ay may anak o joey. Yan ay kung magagawa mo ng ligtas.
Only remove a joey from the pouch if it obviously has fur. If it has no fur, it will need to be removed from the pouch by a specialized carer, as their mouths are usually sealed to the teat at that stage, and removal could cause serious harm. It's important that a joey is kept in a warm, dark environment and gets to a carer as soon as possible.
May mga pangkaraniwang gamit sa bahay naman na maaaring gamitin para pang first aid sa sugatang hayop.
A great wildlife first aid kit would include an old thick towel that doesn't have any loose threads for claws to get tangled in, a cardboard box or pet carrier, and thick gardening gloves, and if possible, a pillow slip for any orphan joeys you may find.
Napakahalaga kasing matingnan ng veterinaryo ang isang sugatang hayop sa lalong madaling panahon. Ayon kasi sa batas, tanging ang lisensyado at sanay na tagapag-alaga ng hayop, pati na ang mga veterinaryo, ang dapat mag-alaga sa mga hayop sa Australia dahil sa kakaibang pangangailangan ng mga ito.
They are assessed to see if there's a good chance that with specialised rehabilitation and care that they have a good chance of returning to the wild. Once a veterinarian has treated and stabilised injured wildlife, they return to specialised carers that care for them from anywhere for a few weeks to a year or more for some species.
Si Morgan Philbot ay isang tagapag-alaga ng wildlife sa WIRES na naglaan ng mahigit isang dekada sa pag-aalaga ng mga sugatan at may sakit na hayop na may espesyal na interes sa pag-aalaga at pagpapalakas ng mga hayop na koala. Ipinaliwanag niya kung ano ang nangyayari kapag may tumawag para humingi ng saklolo para i-rescue ang isang hayop.
We as carers on our phones will get a message notifying us of the rescue, and if we are able to attend, then we will hit the attend button and then we'll get more details sent from head office via our app, and then generally we will make contact with the member of public and get more details and take it from there. These animals, particularly koalas and the more complex animals, really need to get to vets very quickly for assessment.
Samantala, ang mga desisyon tungkol sa patuloy na pag-aalaga ng mga hayop ay ginagawa sa pakikipagtulungan ng mga veterinaryo. Bagamat may mga kaunting pagkakaiba sa mga batas para sa mga tagapag-alaga ng hayop sa buong Australia. Sa pangkalahatan, ang mga tagapag-alaga ng wildlife ay magpapalakas at mag-aalaga sa hayop upang ihanda ito para ibalik sa kalikasan. Ibig sabihin, ang hayop ay ibalik sa natural nilang kapaligiran kapag ito ay nasa tamang kondisyon at may kakayahan ng mabuhay.
For an animal to be released back into the wild, it has to be able to function normally in the wild. So for example, for a koala, it has to be able to climb. It has to be able to eat eucalyptus leaf. If it can't do those things, then it cannot be released back into the wild because it's not going to do very well.
Pero sa kasamaang palad, sabi ni Dr. Bishop, hindi lahat ng hayop na ni-rescue ay makakaligtas at makakabalik sa kanilang natural na tahanan.
Sadly, some animals that are traumatically injured or terminally ill may require euthanasia. However, for those we can help, wildlife rehabilitation work is inspiring and incredibly rewarding in terms of the difference we can make.
Ganito din ang nararamdaman ni Philpot na isang wildlife carer na may malalim na pagmamahal sa pagtulong sa mga natatanging katutubong hayop sa bansa.
The reason that we keep doing it is an overwhelming passion for Australian native animals. And once you've released one of these animals back into its natural habitat, that's the prize. You know, that's the gift that we get for ourselves at the end. And obviously the animal gets its freedom back. But for me, there's nothing better.
Kaya pahabol na payo ni Dr. Bishop, kung makakakita ka ng sugatan o may sakit na hayop, panatilihing ligtas ang iyong sarili at makipag-ugnayan sa mga wildlife rescue services.
Australia is home to some of the most beautiful wildlife, but also some quite dangerous wildlife species. So if you're ever in any doubt of the identification of wildlife you come across or how to safely handle it, it is best to call, give a location, and wait for expert help.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Phil Chusak na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.